Just a few minutes ago, my colleague Robert Siegel spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin in an exclusive interview on NPR News. Here is a portion of their conversation.
You have just been to Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan, and I want to ask you first your reactions on seeing that.
Это очень эмоционально.
It was a very emotional experience.
Я, конечно, это все
of course,
видел уже неоднократно.
All of this I had already seen a number of times on television.
И должен сказать,
and
что
I must tell you that as far as the official schedule of my visit, the trip to New York was not part of it. However, I just could not help but come here, both to New York itself and, of course, the Ground Zero, the disaster site. And it made a very big impact, not just on me personally, but on Russia as a whole. And what I wanted to do was not just to go visit that place, but to pay my respect to those who had suffered in this tragedy. And I wanted to, once again, by doing that, by going to the site,
to
attract the attention to this tragedy, to do everything that I can to make sure that nothing like this happens in the future, that there is no repetition of this in the future. And I would like to express my admiration for the courage displayed by the New Yorkers. I also would like to say that there was a poster across the street from a Russian flag because, of course, there were some Russians among the casualties, and I signed the poster, and what I wrote there was that, quote, this great city and the great people of America will no doubt prevail, unquote.
You and President Bush seem to have both agreed to cuts in nuclear warheads, but not on the ABM treaty. What's the problem? What is the obstacle to your agreeing on the American plans for missile defense and Russia's insistence on the ABM treaty?
Well, the problem is not so much about the administration's plans to build up the system. The problem is that, on the whole, we do share the concerns of the U.S. administration regarding possible future threats. And in this regard, we do have a common platform on which we can engage in a discussion and to decide what the optimal way is of providing security for both our two countries and the rest of the world. Where we do have differences is how to move along towards that objective, how to reach that level of security. Our position, Russia's position, comes down to the fact that the best, the most optimal way is to preserve the agreements that have been signed and put into effect before, and to develop the international agreements and accords in the security area, also to put an end to the nuclear proliferation and to the proliferation of missile technologies, and to engage in arms cuts. That, we believe, is the optimal road. We also believe that the 1972 treaty that we have now is flexible enough for us to use it for different kinds of efforts towards a greater level of security, both for the United States and Russia. The U.S. administration has its own approach to how this problem can be solved. But I don't have any doubts whatsoever that no matter which scenario unfolds, our bilateral relationship will not deteriorate from the level it is at now, and we, at the end of the day, will be able to arrive at a solution that will be acceptable for everyone involved.
But is your relationship with President Bush strong enough now that you have confidence the United States would not simply break the ABM treaty unilaterally?
First of all, indeed, we have heard quite a lot that such a scenario is possible, but no final decision has been made. Secondly, I would like to reiterate, I would like to emphasize once again that the level of our relationship, and I'm not just talking about my personal relationship with President Bush, but I'm referring to the relationship between the United States and the Russian Federation, the level of awareness of the need to strengthen this relationship vis-à-vis the new threats is such that we simply cannot fail to understand the importance of the quality of this relationship, no matter how difficult the challenges are and how difficult the problems are that we're solving, such as, for instance, the ABM treaty and its future is. That's one of those difficult problems. That is why I'm saying with this much confidence that no matter what the actual situation is, we, jointly with the U.S. administration, will be looking for a scenario that will be acceptable for everyone involved, and I am positive that we will find such a scenario.
Now, as I said, we've received hundreds and hundreds, nearly 2,000 email questions for you, which range from your thoughts on the future of world politics to who your favorite Beatle is, every question imaginable. But here's one that's relevant to the point I just asked you about. George Poole of San Antonio, Texas, asks you if Russia might consider the United States and Russia bilaterally working on a missile defense, sharing the technology to create it and jointly building it.
I believe that the most important thing is for us to be thinking about a future security system together. Most important thing is to work on a system that, rather than generate mutual distrust and rather than deteriorate the strategic position of the partner, we engage in building a system that will work exactly towards the opposite end. And I believe, I think that such a scenario is indeed feasible, and that's what I feel my partner and colleague, President Bush, is prepared to do.
Many people have sent us emails about Chechnya. David Sloan of Somerville, Massachusetts asks, would you consider bringing in outside mediators, perhaps the United Nations, to seek a compromise in Chechnya?
Для достижения компромисса в Чечне привлечь посредников, например, в лице Организации Объединенных Наций.
Нет.
No.
И скажу почему.
And I'll tell you why.
Чечня это часть российской.
Chechnya is part and parcel of the Russian Federation.
И наш долг.
And it is our duty to decide matters in what is our home.
Это во-первых.
And that's the first point I'd like to make, answering the question. My second point is that the Chechnya issue has more aspects to it than just terrorism. It's not all about terrorism. The Chechnya problem is a centuries-old problem. The thing is that today fundamentalists and terrorists are exploiting those centuries-old problems to accomplish their own objectives that have nothing to do whatsoever with the interests of Chechnya. They are taking advantage of those problems.
Russian President Vladimir Putin speaking through an interpreter in an exclusive NPR News interview with Robert Siegel.